Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And once again, welcome back to the program here on Lake 98.1. On the phone once again, my good friend Steve from the center. Steve,
how you doing today, Terry?
I can't complain, sir. I wish that you and I could be in the studio, but hopefully soon we can be together.
Are you a milk drinker?
I am indeed. I mean, we're in Wisconsin. Let's support our local dairy farmers.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad to hear it because, you know, we had some milk problems in 1933, right, you know, during the Depression era. And it wasn't very pretty for people up around our neck of the woods in Sheboygan. I didn't know if you knew that. Did you know we had milk strikes?
I did not know that, so please tell me more.
Well, in 1929, you know, the jobless rate in the United States was just 3.2%, but by 33, it peaked at almost 25% and left 13 million people without work and pay. So when FDR took office in March of 33, he did a number of things during his first 100 days. You know, he closed the entire American banking system. We had the Emergency Banking Act. We had fireside chats with him. Prohibition was reversed. All of these things, remarkable reversals and turnarounds for the public confidence. And with more than 125,000 dairy farms in just Wisconsin, nearly 63% of all the land in Wisconsin that was farmland, 71% of that land was used for dairy farming. So we were a dairy farming state.
Okay.
And by 1933, dairy farmers were receiving less than half of what they had used to make for their milk in 1930. So foreclosures were an everyday occurrence. And then in 1933, we started to have milk strikes. The first strikes went for 1 week in 1933. They were controlled by the Wisconsin Milk Pool, kind of like a milking union. And they wanted those prices to go back up. And what ended up happening was, they would dump truckloads of milk, shut down a number of dairy plants. They blocked roads with barricades of logs and boxes in their own bodies to stop the milk trucks from coming through until they got their prices. And then that little violence up at Calumet County, a raiding party of 50 farmers swept over the county line and committed acts of vandalism at several cheese factories in the vicinity of Brilliant. And even the Sheboygan Press noted that kerosene was poured over 600 pounds of newly made cheese at a factory in Calumet County. The cheese was destroyed. Factories were closed. There was a larger strike involving almost the entire state that following May. This was very, very violent. They had farmers that died. There was a third strike that went on from October to November, which was the most violent and the longest. There was a 60-year-old farmer that was killed trying only to deliver food to the strikers. Cheese factories started to get dynamited. So we had all sorts of problems with milk and milk-based products in the early 1930s as a result of the Great Depression.
Interesting. I did not know that. And every week, we're together, and you teach me more information about our history.
Well, every time you have a glass of milk, Terry, I want you to think, you know, that you're able to drink a really good glass of milk, and we couldn't do that in 1933.
I love it, and I love supporting our local dairy farmers. Steve, how can people support you in the center right now?
Go to schrc.org. We'd love to hear from you.
We'll talk to you next week.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.